participants at the Jekyll Island celebration were current Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and former Chairman Alan Greenspan, along with a host of other regional chairpersons. And we had Scoop Johnson on the scene with an exclusive. There actually was a hot microphone there, Scoop?
Yes, Gloria, there was a hot mic. We could actually hear some of what they were saying. Let's listen in.
Afternoon, Alan.
Ben, shalom. Helicopter Ben, how you been?
Not bad, Alan.
Lovely. Beautiful day for November, eh?
Yeah, I was quite surprised myself.
Talk about the crime of the century, eh?
Like Aurora Borealis, so incredible to observe. We must ignore what they tell us about their Federal Reserve, because folks don't know the half about Jekyll Island. So if I was you, I wouldn't laugh or heckle, my friend. When they control both sides and they can disguise the opposition, maximize profits and minimize competition. If they're in the wrong position, then their belief backfires. Some of the unsung have swung and hung beneath the Blackfriars. Bad liars search the lost files and the pocket dwellers. Even the blind would find the Rothschilds and Rockefellers. They forgot to tell us, or maybe I made a mistake about the seven men on J.P. Morgan's private estate to survive and create a bank that's being centralized by a crooked cartel, an unseen enterprise. At the center lies the deeper secrets of the mystery. Only a few been taught the sinister plot and what it is to be one of the
gangsters.
Disregard the fables you've been told. They've been dealing under the table and they've stolen all your gold.
Gangsters.
Won't hesitate to leave you in the cold.
Prankster, prankster.
Badass banksters.
Pranksters.
Disregard the fables you've been told. They've been dealing under the table and they've stolen all your gold.
Pranksters.
Won't hesitate to leave you in the cold.
Prankster, prankster.
They went back to the scene of the crime, where they snatched a dream from your mind. To celebrate, their money machine remains supreme and sublime. A gaggle of criminals many can't seem to define, who've essentially ripped your
ladies and
from
gentlemen,
the
report on Syria.
You out of Reuters, April 29th, 3:25 p.m. Syrian army says enemy rocket attacks on military bases in Amman. The Syrian army said Sunday that rockets had struck several military bases in the Hama and Aleppo countryside, and what it said was a new aggression by its enemies, state television said. In a newsflash, state television said the missile attacks took place 10:30 p.m. Syria is being exposed to new aggression, with some military bases in rural Hama and Aleppo hit with enemy rockets. An army source was quoted as saying, without elaborating. Strike hits weapons, warehouses, and further explosions were heard. Some reports of a 2.6 magnitude earthquake, that's unconfirmed at the moment. The strike did, on the air base, brought warnings from Tehran that it would retaliate. Earlier this month, the New York Times, quoting an unnamed Israeli military source, reported that Israel struck a Syrian air base that Tehran had used. That was earlier, so don't get these reports conflicted. We'll get to some video here in a second. For those of you who are listening, it will be posted in our archives and on the Republic Broadcasting Network website. This is off of an Australian news site. Missile strike, explosions reported in Iranian base in northern Syria. An explosion in a military site in northern Syria was so powerful it registered a 2.6 magnitude earthquake. The source of the attack is mysterious. The Syrian army is reporting new enemy aggression, with missiles targeting missile bases in the north of the country. Syria is being exposed to a new aggression, with some military bases in rural Hama and Aleppo hit with enemy rockets. A Syrian army source is reported by state-run media saying military commentators and Middle East analysts are reporting an attack appears to have been made on the headquarters of the Iran-backed Shiite militia Brigade 47 near the village of Marine al-Jabal, just south of Hama City. It is said to be used as a recruitment and training facility. It was also believed to house a weapons depot, which might account for the intensity of the blast. You know, this is a lot of people reached out to me immediately saying, talking about nukes. Yeah, if this was an ammunition dump, then there's a quite possibility that the level of the explosion was attributable to it being an ammunition dump. listening to now is a video recorded on the scene, a huge explosion. It did not look to me in any way, shape, or form like a nuke. However, there looks like there's been quite a bit of damage done. There's Guy Elster. You can follow him at Guy Elster. Syrian state media says it faced new aggression after missile attacks on Aleppo and Hama bases. You can see the photo of that very clearly. The cause of the blast remain unclear. Reports of Israeli involvement remain speculation, while some Syrian Democratic Force rebels have claimed responsibility. Syrian state media reported that authorities were working to determine the cause of the explosions. The cause, it was kind of obvious what the cause was. I've seen those types of explosions before. A new attack with missiles targeted military positions goes on to repeat itself. Here we have another video here.
Domestic consumption.
Video was recorded by pro-Assad folks. There you have it, folks. It's continuing to rage on. And God help us.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Well, you know we're going to get into the whole Syria thing in just a little while. But first, I have up somebody I've been looking forward to getting to talk to on the air and bring to you folks. Very strongly opinionated, fearless, and courageous patriot, Casey Massey. So, welcome to the show, Casey. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's good to have you, man. Well, you know, a lot of our listeners know who you are, but of course, those of us that are a little bit closer and near and dear to Texas know you a little better. So why don't you tell the folks a little bit about what you went through and what led you to the Club Federal Hilton?
Well, I guess I'm known for Camp Lone Star. We had a Border Patrol operation where we shut down 4 miles of the Texas-Mexico border. We sent illegals back across the river, chased them back across the river, and prevented them from crossing. Due to the work that we did that the Fed said that we wouldn't be able to do, they were so kind and generous enough to put me in prison.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me. I was just reviewing footage just the other night. We're going to be posting on the website of Venezuela, their socialist president, arming, literally handing out military-grade firearms to, I'm using their terms, arms to their own citizens and training their own citizens as if it were the Swiss Republic or something. They're handing them out, arming and training these people as we're just, you know, I guess these progressives just want the borders completely open. They don't know where these people, who these people are or what agenda they have, except what we see in California, of course, with the La Raza and the cartels. You know, I saw a lot of the work that was done down there by the militia, and I saw you guys also give humanitarian aid to people. I mean, you weren't shooting at them; that you were trying to keep our border secure at a time when Obama was tying the hands of many of the folks out there, many of the Border Patrol. I spoke to some of them, too, that said that they were completely demoralized because the laws were in place for them to do their job, but the federal government just wasn't allowing them to do their job. So can you tell us a little bit of what you went through out there?
Hello?
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about what you went through when you were out there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me? I don't know why you can't either. Okay. Well, some technical difficulties on our Monday off, so I'll take this opportunity to let people know. If you're listening, you can go to resurrecttherepublic.chattango.com, and you can chat with us there, send your questions there. While Casey's on, if you want to call in and talk to Casey Massey and ask him any questions about what he's been through from there and all of the other events that he's been a part of, you can feel free to call in 1-800-313-9443. So Casey, like I was saying, can you tell some of the tell our listeners out there what you experienced while you were doing border ops?
Well, the main thing that was the most shocking and astonishing to me was that the Border Patrol is complicit with the smuggling of illegal aliens and drugs. It's been my experience, and I worked the border from El Paso all the way to Brownsville, that as a general overall number, it's about 70% corruption to 30% good, honest, hardworking guys.
Now, that seems to be the way these days with many of the agencies.
I've physically seen them smuggle drugs. I've physically seen them assisting in the aliens crossing and them not stopping them. I've watched this with my own eyes, and that's what the one thing that got me in trouble with the feds is because, you know, I had a blog talk radio show and I was blasting daily for what they were doing and what they were allowing. And the feds didn't appreciate it. And they shot at us on August 29th while we were on a patrol. One of my guys, Jesus, they shot at him and hoping to scare us off. Well, it made me more determined. And it was October 20th when they finally came and got me. And the video, I've got the videos on the internet where the Border Patrol, their last attempt to try to bully me was unsuccessful. And so their last and final straw was to come put me in prison.
Yeah, that seems to be the way of it. You know, they're using these agencies as political arms. Well, they've been doing that for a very long time, but it's now coming well out into the open. I mean, they're breaking the laws themselves and not being held to account, not being charged. You know, we've seen that in from everywhere from the Bundy Ranch to Texas, the Red River. We've seen it in Oregon, all over the place. It's just getting really, really, really bad. So you were down for a while. A lot of people supported you. They prayed for you. They you know, you weren't alone. There was a lot of our listeners that really were supportive of your cause. And now, you know, I'm hoping, you know, I have mixed emotions when it comes to the office of the president and the federal government. So I don't subscribe to any. I think the two parties are. I think was Pastor Chuck Baldwin said, he quoted the political parties, it's not between picking the lesser of two evils, but the evil of two lessers. So
yeah, that's the truth.
So yeah, two wings of the same carnivore bird. I see some things getting better, but you know, do you really think if with what the resources of the government and plus our militia, if they would just use the resources at their fingertips, don't you think we could secure that border without having to build an elaborate wall? I kind of worry about the wall because, and I'm not anti or pro wall, but I discuss these things, right? And I thought, you know, it's great to keep, you know, the bad guys out, but what happens if they go to this disarmament mode? It's also prevents people from doing what else? But going to the, you know, I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, from my experience, and I've got plenty of it, the wall, especially as already constructed, is totally ineffective. Totally ineffective. I've seen illegals climb the wall and be up and over it in less than 5 seconds. The wall is bad because, just like in Brownsville, for example, the guy whose property we stayed on, Rusty Monsees, they divided his property in half with this wall. So he had to drive around the wall to get to his property that was on the river because they built the wall in front of it. In other cases, there's homes and neighborhoods that are behind the wall. And what I mean behind the wall is on the Mexican side of the wall.
Right, right.
And the wall is not going to solve the problem. I mean, every time they build a wall, they figure a way to get over it. I mean, they've come up with elaborate devices and tricks to get over that wall. And the wall in Brownsville, they climb it like squirrels. I mean, it's ridiculous how quick they can climb that wall. And the wall is not the answer. The answer is to be able to let people secure their own properties, to let people be able to protect themselves. The problem, like in Brownsville, is the Border Patrol and a lot of the cops, they strongly discourage anybody from trying to be self-protective. They say, oh, we got it, we got it. Well, and the main reason that they do that is because the Border Patrol doesn't want anybody witnessing what they're doing. So
yeah,
they keep you out of the way. So the wall is not the answer.
I agree with you there, and it makes me a little bit nervous because, you know, the whole premise of our republic is freedom, and I think about this wall kind of like I look at the wall in the Berlin Wall or the wall in Palestine or these other walls that it doesn't just prevent people from getting in occasionally. Like you said, they find ways around it, but it also prevents people in the face of perhaps, I don't like to go all conspiracy theory and, you know, tyrannical overthrow, because we've been overthrown since the 1800s, the late 1800s. But, you know, if we ever have some kind of major disaster and people need to move, and the whole wall thing, I don't know. I think on one, you know, there's one week that I feel like, you know, maybe it's positive. The other week, I don't know. I like to analyze it and think about it. I don't really take a position. But it's good to hear, you know, from somebody who secured the border what you've seen. Now, there was a lady in Arizona that had a ranch, and she had a FLIR camera installed on the top of her house. And she watched these folks coming across all the time. And she called up Border Patrol and said, look, you know, I have this FLIR system. You guys feel you're more than welcome to see what I see. And she took video of these people crawling over, and she sent it to them. It's like, here's the evidence. And they said that they couldn't use her services because it wasn't a government function. It wasn't, you know, provided by the government. Do they understand where they get their tax money from? Here's a lady who was putting out intel for them to act on, and this only confirms what you're saying. They were letting these people come across the whole time. You know, it falls back to, remember in the 80s, the L.A. detective that stood up and said, hey, you know, the CIA, they came to me for their drug ops in L.A. when they were running. So there's an element of people that are working in sections of the government that apparently really do want these drugs to come through. They're making a lot of money on it, and then there's the war on drugs. They make more money on that. Seems like the government's a little bit out of control. Well, anyway, we have to go to our first break. Hang on the line, Casey. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with Casey Massey on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN, on live with Casey Massey, who just got out of Club Federal Hilton. I can relate to some of the frustration that he went through there. So, folks, we all know that the border is a mess, and here's one of those courageous patriots who stood the distance between a lot of these bad guys getting across and us having to deal with them. But like you said, the corruption runs deep. So we were having a really great conversation last night, Casey, about the law and the instrument that was used to convict you. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
What do you mean?
Commercial crime that was used against you and a bit of that.
They convicted me of 18 U.S.C. 922 G1, which states to possess in or affect commerce a firearm. Well, I mean, the language is clear. To possess in commerce or affect commerce. Commerce is defined in the United States Code as the moving of goods or services on a large scale. To affect commerce means to burden or obstruct, neither of which I was involved in. Even though the U.S. attorney, as a side note, said in my sentencing that I did affect commerce. I affected illegal commerce. I affected illegal immigrants, and I affected drugs coming into the country, and that is commerce.
He actually said that?
Yeah, he said it, and I've got the transcripts to prove it.
Good God. Wow. Boy, that's a stretch. That's not what that was intended to be used for.
No, if you go back and search the history of the law and why it was written, and the Congress has put out clarification on why they wrote the law or what they meant for the law to do, and my activities were not under any of their reasoning for doing what they did. Their reasoning originally in 1936 was to stop the mafia who was intercepting commerce, hijacking diesels and whatever, and moving illegal products through commerce. Their intent at that time was to stop that from happening. And if you have a gun and you disrupt or affect commerce, then that's what the law was written for. But they have taken it way out of bounds. Well, and what they say now is because the gun, a product, at some point traveled through commerce. So effectively what they're doing by setting all these precedents up over the gun right now is the next thing we're going to know is because the tennis shoes that you wear is a product that came through commerce at some point. So therefore the federal government has jurisdiction. But jurisdiction for the federal government is clearly defined in the Constitution, in Article 1, Article 3, and Article 4. The federal government does not have any jurisdiction constitutionally, lawfully, and legally to interfere with the activities of a person under the jurisdiction of their state. My activities would have been under the jurisdiction of the state of Texas. Under the laws of the state of Texas, I was 100% legal to own and possess firearms.
Yeah, that is the same problem that I keep hearing over and over and over again. It's like they twist and turn these things to progressively move them forward. They don't care much for original intent. I mean, you hear people today arguing about Second Amendment rights, and I don't think a lot of people even understand that the Constitution doesn't give you anything. It's a restriction on government that we created.
Absolutely.
The government's supposed to be the child. We're the parent. The government's the child. And boy, they got the roles flipped on their head now. There was that reminds me of a story of a farmer who was growing wheat for his own horses. He's growing, I don't know, growing something. I forget this story. It's an old story, but the point of the matter is he was charged taxes because he affected interstate commerce. And the way by which he did it was because he grew his own crop. He didn't purchase any from anywhere. So that affected interstate commerce. This is the insanity that these bureaucrats use. That's why I urge people to be...
That particular case that you're talking about, I can't remember the site right offhand, but that case, part of the reason that he got convicted was because the excess wheat that he grew could have affected commerce. He could have, because back then they had wheat rations. You were only allowed to grow so much wheat. And he grew in excess of his government allotted ration, and he had intended to keep it and use it for his animals. But they said because he grew in excess of what his allotment was, that by him having that, he could have put it in commerce, and that would have affected commerce.
That's right. That's right. I remember now, yeah. And isn't it funny that the government central planners, this is not freedom at all. This is communist central planning for them to tell people what they can and can't grow and how much they can and can't grow on their own property, which just shows you that our property isn't ours, is it? We'll be right back after a few more words from our sponsors with Casey Massey, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
Let me tell you how it's gonna work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Casey Massey. Oh, Lord. Anyway, where were we? I lost my train of thought. The farmer and interstate commerce and why it was created. I see them using this as a way around our inalienable right, to own private property, which would be arms, and the restriction upon them as to where they can't go. Chris Ann Hall has articulated this. I think she's one of the best ones that can really break that down. These judicial opinions, they don't mean a squat when they violate the Constitution. I look at the Commerce Clause, which was originally in the Constitution, I believe, to prevent states from ganging up on each other. And now they've taken this thing and used it to go around what has always been. And very dangerous. I see a precedent that they've set with this now. And a lot of, especially conservatives, I'm a paleo conservative, kind of Ron Paulish myself. I'm one of those peace-loving, non-interventionist type of all the things that Jefferson warned us about. I took heed to that stuff. I take it to heart.
You're on a radio interview.
this business with trying to override what is the plain English of it. Now, you hear Republicans, I expect this from progressives, but I hear Republicans all the time talking about, well, we need more mental health evaluations, and we need this. I mean, even the NRA is talking like this, but I don't think they have to realize, first of all, I hear the NRA puppeting the second thing, your Second Amendment rights. When I hear somebody say, we need to preserve our Second Amendment rights, I want to smack them in the head. These are inalienable rights. They don't come from the Second Amendment. Now, if you want to preserve the Second Amendment and enforce it, I'm with you. But that the paper of it doesn't give us any rights. And I hear the NRA, the Gun Owners of America, are more clear about that. They're not with any of it. But the NRA, I see this thing in Parkland that brought on this whole movement, March for Our Lives. And I see the NRA, and I'm looking at, oh my God, here's one that's going for an outright ban. Here's the other one that's drinking the Kool-Aid. And I feel like smashing my head in the wall. Can you talk to us a little bit about what your views are on the Second Amendment and our rights and what we should do?
Well, just like you already stated, those rights that are articulated in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, are not granting us any right. All they are doing is telling the government what they cannot do, which obviously, due to indoctrination and stupidity, we don't know that anymore. And this Supreme Court rulings where it said, sorry about the train in the background, but the Supreme Court has ruled that the Second Amendment only applies to the federal government, that they don't have a right to limit our rights. And all this feel-good crap, Americans have forgotten we were built as a country on courage and fortitude. This country
yep.
wasn't built on cowardice and feel-good politics.
Yep.
Living life is dangerous inherently. We're all going to die. But, I choose to live free, and I choose to protect myself. I have never called the police to come rescue me or save me. Anybody that knows me will tell you, yeah, Casey don't call the police. He takes care of his business himself. And I'm
right?
proud of that. I don't need any police. I don't need anyone to protect me. That's what my job is, to protect me and my family. Everybody calling the cops nowadays, dial 911 because they're scared. Well, look, when you call the cops will come out there and murder you. I mean, come on, people. Benjamin Franklin said, those who would give up their liberty for security deserve neither. And that's still
yes.
true to this day. All you cowards that want to call the government or call the cops or call somebody to come protect you, you don't deserve to be protected. You deserve whatever you're getting done to you if you can't stand on your own two feet. Now, with that said, if you stand on your two feet, I will stand beside you and fight for you. But I'm not going to fight for anybody who won't stand for themselves. I'm done with that. These, people, the people that were supposed to be patriots and there to help, they all ran like cowards when I got busted. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I'm the only one. I was your fortitude. I was the backbone that gave you courage to stand up, and then they take me, and now you don't want to stand up anymore? Come on, man.
I know. That's
ridiculous.
Disheartening right there. I tell you, I don't know if people have the intestinal fortitude that it requires to do what they need to do. I really don't. I mean, I'm hoping, but our first, and this is what the government, I love it when they try, and now they're smearing the founding fathers. First it was the Confederate flag, but George Washington said, a free people ought not to be only armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include their own government. So I guess that
Absolutely.
All of these puppets from the mainstream media who like to castigate us and call us conspiracy theorists, I guess they're calling George Washington a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, that's just,
well, here's,
ugh.
Here's what kills me. The government is quick to discredit anyone by calling them a conspiracy theorist. But I got news for you. Over half the people in prison are in prison over a government-concocted conspiracy. So how does that double-edged sword work? You know, there's guys in prison that were in a, quote, conspiracy for, I'll use drugs for an instance. Mm-hmm. But these people did never get caught with any drugs. Just some rat said that they bought drugs from them or they sold drugs to them. And then it becomes a conspiracy. And these guys under conspiracy charges are doing some heavy time. I'm talking 15 to 20 years. So if you think for 1 second that you have to have physical evidence to be convicted, you are totally, totally misled and misguided. And you will really regret the day when the feds decide they want to come after you like they did me. We don't have the rights that we think we do.
No.
The government has made sure of that. So anybody that thinks that, oh, as long as I don't have nothing or I'm not, man, all it takes is some piece of crap to sit there and say you did it or you helped them or you were a part of it. Now you're in a conspiracy. And the government uses a lot of weight to try to push you into a conviction, just like in my case. They offered me 5 years to plea bargain. And I told them, man, you're out of your mind. There's no way. So then when I went to trial, I got convicted because my lawyer wouldn't argue jurisdiction. My lawyer wouldn't stand up and argue. Oh, I was also told that in trial you cannot use the Constitution. And if anybody disbelieves me, go see what they told the Bundys. It's the same thing. You cannot argue your constitutional rights or their constitutional limits in court to defend yourself. But the government can use whatever lies they want, and they use all types of pressure to try to make you cop out. Like in my case, they offered me 5 as a plea bargain. I went to trial, got found guilty. Then you go to a sentencing hearing. At my sentencing hearing, the government tried to enhance my guidelines to 10 years. They were trying to give me 10 calendar years for a crime that they offered me 5 years on, but since I was bold enough to go to trial, they wanted to give it all to me. And the only good thing I can really say about Judge Hannon was that he did stand up and he did throw their above-guideline sentence enhancement out, and he sentenced me to the lowest that under the guidelines he could.
Yeah, that happens occasionally. The only thing that, you know, that drives me nuts in these courts, one of the main things that drives me nuts in these courts is the subject of nullification. You know, if you, and this is why they don't want you, by the way, to bring up the Constitution. You can't bring that up, and the reason you can't bring up the Constitution, and I believe that the reason the Bundys won is because despite the fact that they tried resisting them from bringing it up, it just got brought up so many times that they couldn't put the genie back in that bottle. And the jury
was smart enough to represent himself and to stand up and argue in front of the jury. And he had a right to have his opening statement in which he was able to introduce the constitutional.
Ryan
part just to his trial.
Yeah. And
if you depend on a government shyster, that's not going to happen.
Right, because the plain English of the Constitution, when presented to a jury and discussed and presented by somebody who knows and understands the Constitution, it doesn't take a juris doctorate to understand the Constitution. Lord knows, most of these lawyers, they're never even really taught the principles of the Constitution in law school. I know that for a fact. I won't even get into that, but. Here's the thing. If the jury were to hear the plain English and description of somebody like Ryan Bundy or somebody like yourself of the constitutional issues and how the federal government has used laws to go around it, they would acquit. And the ultimate arbiter is the jury, but I believe that the jury itself has been hijacked. You and I, if you and I and a few other people have evidence of a crime, we're supposed to be able to take that to the foreman. But today, you have to go through the prosecutor, and the prosecutor has to decide whether he wants to try the case or not try the case. And there they have their control. Right then and there they have their control, because if you could get information to a jury foreman that says, here are my facts, here's my evidence, this prosecutor did this, or this lawyer did that, or this judge did that, here's the evidence, then that jury foreman has the power to do something about it. But they have their gatekeepers, and they shut you down.
Absolutely.
That's a good term for them, because that's exactly what they are. They're gatekeepers. The Republic,
you're 100% correct.
The Republic could. It still has the last vestige of hope in that jury, if we could break the gate of the gatekeeper. One of the other things that I always talk about is the enslavement that people have gotten under this federal jurisdiction via the 14th Amendment. Now, when I bring that up, I have to. It's been a while, and I'm in a new time slot. There's a lot of people that may not have heard Bruce Ray Riggs and myself in our presentation on the 14th Amendment. We're not pro-slavery. As a matter of fact, we're quite the opposite. As a matter of fact, you know, the majority of the American people, including inner cities, have been enslaved by the nanny state. And the 14th Amendment pretty much puts us all in federal jurisdiction in the minds and the eyes of the black-robed priests, whatever you want to call them. This jurisdiction to them exists everywhere. It's not public lands. It's BLM land. It's not this land. It's federal land. In the states.
Yeah, but they go beyond that, just like in my case. I was on private property. I was never on federal property. And they claimed jurisdiction over me. And when I challenged jurisdiction, I was told that that's meritless. What do you mean it's meritless? That's the whole premise of you guys being able to do anything to me.
Right. Well, they're legally, not lawfully, and there's a difference between the both, and I think you know what the difference is, but legally, they're actually not that incorrect, only that their usurpation, basically, you don't own your home. You don't own your car. If you don't pay your taxes, what do they do? They're funding it, right?
That's the Federal Reserve.
Well, exactly. And this is the entity that has brought this on. When you trace back the agencies, it always ends up coming back to the doors of the IRS. And if you trace back the IRS that was given over to the Federal Reserve, it all leads right to the Federal Reserve's door, which is one of the reasons why I was so enthusiastic over Ron Paul and his end the Fed concept. That started like a brush fire, and it seems like that brush fire is kind of going out a little bit. I mean, we still have some people out there that are like hard on this, like Mark Passio and all kinds of folks there in Philly that I was when we were protesting the Federal Reserve. But my God, you have these people, these occupiers in New York City, occupy, and they're occupying a park. The Federal Reserve. We all have the same enemy, and this is what the left and the right don't see. They're calling 1% 1%. It's not the 1%. It's not the people who have worked hard, made a living, and have carved out a life for themselves that are the problem. It's the Federal Reserve, and it's just the same for Republicans. You want your loss of liberty and your loss of property and your loss of rights. Take it to the Federal Reserve. This is what, you know, I believe that the 14th Amendment was put in place to give the national government a central planning authorities that would, you know, of course, these are the ones that are pulling the strings. I don't know how to defeat that animal. I mean, a lot of people have talked about it, but
I want to point something out for anybody listening that doesn't know. If you go read the Constitution, up to the 14th Amendment, every time the word citizen is used, it's capitalized. And I know in the indoctrination system that we've all gone through, we've forgotten what capitalization and punctuation means. Just like the Second Amendment. The original Second Amendment had one comma in it. Now it's got three commas in it. And that changes the context of the amendment. But the point is, the government is manipulating language. And see, most people don't understand, when you look at the 14th Amendment, when it says citizen, it's lowercase, because that means the federal government is above them, because they created that status. all the citizens prior to that were the citizens that created the government, a.k.a. us. By birthright, we are the capital citizen. We are state citizens.
Right.
I'm not a federal citizen. The federal government's state or territories is five places: Washington, D.C., America, Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. In those five places, they have ultimate authority. But in the states are supposed to be sovereign. And even in my state, our Constitution says that we are a free state. We don't belong to the United States. The United States belongs to us.
Right. It's a union. It's just, you know, you know, with the whole Brexit thing, right? What I've been talking to people about is U.S. exit, you know, U.S. exit. Just like, because people don't understand that the union, it was a trade union, really. I mean, it was a cooperation among states so that people's rights could be protected and people's interests could be taken care of. That's the whole concept, right? Well, now I hear people like, you know, Larkin Rose and folks like that. These guys are anarchists. They are completely against the state. And I can't blame them at this point. I can't blame them at all. Anyway, we'll be back after a few words with our sponsors. Casey Massey, folks. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media on RBN.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
God bless Texas. Mm-hmm.
telephone lines are down.
Welcome back, folks. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. The strongest argument against the validity of the 14th Amendment, as we were discussing, is it violates the Supremacy Clause of the U.S. Constitution, Article 6, Paragraph 2, which holds the Constitution to be the supreme law of the land, to create a different citizen subject to a different jurisdiction and a different form of government and replace it with the one that the Constitution created would be outright treason. And that is exactly what it was, all of which the 14th Amendment did without being properly ratified, I might add. This is what we were talking about. So those of you, I've been gone for a little over a year, okay? So a lot of the people that followed my show know that we've gotten heavily. We went through a whole period of just peeling this back with my co-host, Bruce Ray Riggs. And it's important, very important that people understand exactly what this jurisdiction has done, because, you know, today, like you said, in the indoctrination centers, they teach you that the authorities are the ones in control, that they did all of this. Well, Dan, I just sent you over a video clip. We're going to try and get into that at the top of the next hour, if you could bring that up and ready it for me. But, you know, I'm sure that, you know, maybe this will resonate with you, Casey. I did this research separately. Bruce did this research separately. And I have now met dozens and dozens of people who did their own research and came to their own conclusions, all of the same of which we did. And the only people that can argue against what we say have not done the research and went to either government schools, or they went to college and never learned about the constitutional history in truth. They were told all the lies. How did you come to this understanding?
I came to this understanding through research and through reading and using my sense of discernment to figure out quite easily, because our founding fathers wrote the Constitution so that anybody should be able to understand it. But part of the problem is, due to the indoctrination system, the federal government's Department of Education and their programs, the education that our kids and everybody gets nowadays is way below a fifth grade level back at the time when the Constitution was written. They've dumbed us down so bad it's pathetic.
I agree with you there. I totally agree with you there. Do you still have more time that you can give us, Casey?
Yeah, I'm still available.
Okay, good. We'll be right back, folks, in the second hour. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.